Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, well, well. Turns out, Lee, there were illegal immigrants getting Medicaid.
Pshaw, you say.
Well, who would have known?
Yeah, exactly. It's just not knowable.
It's not knowable. Now, the Democrats assured us that because it was illegal under federal law for illegals to be getting health care payments illegally, that it could never happen.
Well, of course, anytime there's a law against something, that stops it from happening.
Of course. Unless the Democrats set all the fraud controls to zero and then hide the illegals. Then it could happen. And they did. Folks, this all makes so much sense. Remember they're burning the Tesla dealerships to keep Doge from digging through all of these departments.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they got darn right, just near violent. Well, they weren't violent. Oh. I mean, things blowing up.
Shot at.
Shots fired. I mean, it got bad. Elon Musk had to back down, you know? I mean, someone's going to get killed at one of his dealerships. People's cars keyed, you know, violent protest. No, and, you know, it was weird because we were all like, you know, wow, why do you care about us looking for fraud and waste? Wouldn't you want that? Well, now we know, because they were afraid we were going to find the illegals and their health care benefits. And they did.
As the government shutdown drags on, the White House is shedding light on how dozens of criminal illegal migrants received Medicaid before their arrests and their deportations. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson telling Fox News Digital, quote, due to previously lax federal controls and Democrat state policies, criminal illegal murderers and rapists received Medicaid at the American taxpayers' expense.
Okay, so here's what happened. There's these 48 in particular illegals, violent rapist pedophiles, just the worst of the worst. We catch them. We're sending them out of the country. They're gone. That's the good news. They're deported, right? Then they realize they're all on Medicaid, which, you know, again, in Democrat socialism, I mean, that's not possible, right?
Well, that's what they say.
Right. So this breaks on October 15th. They're these violent illegals. They're all able-bodied men, okay? It's in fine shape.
They were doing a good job at crime.
Right, rape, murder, drug dealing, stuff like that. All lived them on Medicaid. So they start pulling that thread. And Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, who is the Medicare supervisor, is directed by Trump after this October 8th, 15th, personally directed by Trump, wait a minute, how are these illegals on Medicaid? Go find these illegals. Go find how they're getting this Medicaid. Go figure out how much Medicaid they're getting, okay? Now, all of this is still under Trump the last few months. I'm going to give you a hint. So they take a sample of some of the states that these illegals were hiding in, which, of course, are Democrat sanctuary states. This is less than half a dozen states, okay? They find out, Lee, that over the last few months alone in those states, billions have been spent on illegal immigrant Medicaid. Again, a thing that is not supposed to happen ever, except Democrats are keeping the government shut down so it can continue also. You got that in your head? You're like, wait, your head hurts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, increasingly being a liberal means holding two completely opposing viewpoints in your head at one time without your psyche shattering. But whatever. Here we go. Mehmet Oz We found the billions.
You know, the Democrats have been gaslighting us on this issue of Medicaid funds going to illegal immigrants. That's why the One Big Beautiful Bill has provisions to do just that. The shutdown, as you know, is in part because the Democrats want to repeal that landmark legislation. And they keep claiming that there is no money going from Medicaid, an agency that I run, towards illegal immigrants. So we decided to do our homework. We sent our best investigators out to evaluate exactly what is going on. And I'm here to announce, Ainsley, and this is a big deal, that just over the last few months, we have proven that there's been over $1 billion. That's a billion with a B. It's a lot of money. It's not a rounding error. $1 billion paid by U.S. taxpayers for illegal immigrants in about half a dozen states. And we're just getting started. So it's going to be a significantly more money than that. And just to break this down for everybody, Ainsley, if you live in Texas or Florida and you're paying U.S. federal taxes, most people do, your money is being diverted to places like California who have robust benefits for illegal immigrants, you know, dental, vision, things you don't even get on Medicare. And those funds we have no ability to track until today. Now we're investigating it and we're going to continue to track this across the country.
So $1 billion just in a, you know, half dozen states in the last few months, still under Trump. That's what's so remarkable. They hit it so well. Yeah. Going to these illegals. And you know what? The way Democrats are acting, Lee, they know this.
Oh, of course they do.
They know. This is not some bureaucrat made an oopsie and forgot. You know what they did? They set the fraud controls to zero so that illegal immigrants aren't going to have their status questioned in any way. Wow, you know, you and I should have signed up when the get, you know, when the getting was good, right?
No kidding.
Yeah. Anyway, here's some more amendment eyes on that.
Well, the legislation allows us to do just that. We are no longer obliged to pay for illegal immigrants in states that decide that they think are the largesse of their hearts. They want to fund those programs. If you want to fund full dental vision and, you know, robust health services in, for example, California or Illinois or New York or Minnesota, that's your choice. If you want to do that, you have to pay with your own state income tax. You can't use federal dollars for that. And so we are clawing that money back. Some of these states have already, they know they're guilty. They begin to pay the money back already. We will get all that money back into our federal coffers. The president is laser focused on protecting the U.S. taxpayer.
No other Republican would do this but Trump. We'd just go right on stupidly paying for it.
Right.
He's talking about the big, beautiful bill there. And he's saying, listen, this bill is said we aren't paying this anymore. The loopholes are closed. But even with that, Lee, they're having to go back and figure out, okay, the fraud controls were set to zero. How many illegals are getting health care again? And again, it's $1 billion in just a half dozen states just over the last few months. It was still going on under Trump. We just found it. So this is devastating for the left.
Well, you see why they're fighting so hard to keep the government shut down.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, this is they want to remove the stuff in the big, beautiful bill that closed the loopholes so these Democrat sanctuary states can continue giving illegal immigrants free health care. So they'll stay. I mean, Lee, I'm sorry. You and I work full time, right?
Yep.
Well, I don't have full dental.
Nope.
And what dental I have to pay for.
Right.
Or full vision.
Oh, tell me about it. I just bought a new pair of glasses, and even with insurance, it still cost me hundreds of dollars.
Oh, it's crazy. These glasses on my face, you may notice, look, I'm wearing the same ones for the last 3 years. They were like almost $300.
Oh, I can beat that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You must be even triple blind.
Well, yeah, I am.
Because I'm like double
much,
blind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, so,
yes.
Yeah, you must need the gold-plated ones.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Maybe you can ask your illegal immigrant friends to go get you some glasses really? Since they have that. So all of these Democrats, okay, here's the thing. This is the reason that Democrats are fighting so hard here, okay? Huge news over the weekend. We are at now at 2.1 million illegals that were either deported forcibly by ICE or self-deported, right? 1.6 million self-deported. There are not enough jobs for them, not even under the table. We know that. There's not enough jobs for Americans either. And you start to take these things away, like we just found your health insurance. We found it. It's done. We're turning it off. But, you know, over here, we've got this free plane ticket. If you want it, we'll give you $1,000 for each member of your family for your troubles. Five of you, good. $5,000 bucks, $1,000 each. Get you started again wherever you fly back to where you came from. Bye-bye. And so when you take away the health insurance, the free health care, the deluxe Cadillac plans these illegals were on, the Democrats had them on, that's one more reason for them to give up and go home. They were staying for the free health care. That's gone now. Don't have a job anyway. Only half of illegal immigrant adults have jobs in America, under the table or over the table. We know that from the Center of Immigration Studies. You take this away. Democrats know this. It's the one thing holding them here. They'll fly home. And now what? Guess what? Trump's got the border militarized. They can't come back. It's brilliant. Good work. And Democrats know it, Lee. Another million going to go home over this. So that's the good news. Got another clip on this. We'll play in a little bit. But they're saying we're now going to go state by state by state and find these illegals. We're throwing them off the health care. But wow. You're here illegally and you're getting free health care like Cadillac style, right? I mean, can you imagine full dental? And you don't have to pay for it?
Yeah.
You can tell my family ends up at the dentist a lot, right? We're like, yeah, I'm like, a full dental? That's like, you know, give me gold bars, you know? And we did. The Democrats did with your money, but not anymore. So expect them to be extra surly this week. And by the way, they don't care about anybody. They're going to let these SNAP benefits expire, Lee, on the poorest of the poor who they claim to represent,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
All to keep these illegals in Cadillac healthcare plans. But the good news is they're not hiding it anymore. We know exactly who they are. And Trump's exposing them and shutting it down. It's awesome.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The government shutdown stretching into 27th day as SNAP benefits set to expire across the country, but Democrats still looking to blame Republicans.
Doug Lazader is live in Washington with the very latest. Hi, Doug.
Carly and Todd, good morning. We are approaching that 1 month mark for the shutdown, and the pressures will continue to mount on Congress. Consider for a moment just food stamps. The USDA, which administers federal SNAP benefits for more than 40 million people, posted this warning on its website. Bottom line, the well has run dry at this time. There will be no benefits issued November 1st. They, Democrats, can continue to hold out for health care for illegal aliens and gender mutilation procedures, or reopen the government so mothers, babies, and the most vulnerable among us can receive critical nutrition assistance. Now, some Democrats over the weekend were pressed on that point.
Is this a trade-off you're willing to make and continue to make, letting some Americans go hungry?
Well, let's be clear. We're shut down right now because Republicans are refusing to even talk to Democrats about a bipartisan budget bill.
The Republican position, Mike Johnson's position, is that we simply have to vote for Donald Trump's budget and for what Donald Trump wants, and that's it.
And Democrats are holding out for the extension of COVID-era price supports for Obamacare, but
yeah, okay, no, they want the okay. And here's what's going on during COVID. New York Post did a great job explaining this weekend. There were temporary payments made in Obamacare, so even people making over $250,000 a year were getting subsidies, whereas they had not before. The idea was, well, you're not going to work, right? Because you have to stay home. Turns out we shouldn't have stayed home. Doesn't make any sense. In fact, this was no more deadly for people under the age of 60 than a typical hard flu year. We have about two of those every decade. Strong flu, hard flu, same thing. I mean, we should have never even been talking about COVID. That's come out over the weekend. In terms of a danger, when we have a particularly severe flu season, you might hear about it if you're elderly or you love somebody who's elderly. Maybe it registers with you, but otherwise it doesn't. COVID was no different than those. We shut down for no reason. But if people weren't going to work and they still need their health benefits, so guess what? Government stepped in and said, okay, we're going to pay the gap. Well, that has never expired until now. What's expiring is not Obamacare subsidies. It's the COVID era subsidy. It was never supposed to be permanent. So Democrats are pretending they're holding out for that, but what they're really holding out for is the illegal immigrants. This is incredible. You need to show this to, if you have liberal sheeple, And they insist that the illegal immigrants were not getting the health care. We found it. We've got it. It was free. They hid it. And we know where it is. We know where it is. The Fox News article on it that broke this, if you want to look it up, it's headline, White House reveals illegal migrants who receive Medicaid as shutdown over health care drags on. So their big lie is done. You want the red state version of that? Trump administration found more than $1 billion in taxpayer dollars were spent on illegals health care. This is not just the right claiming this. This is the head, Mehmet Oz, of Medicare and Medicaid. Again, this is incredible. Even under the Trump administration, we're still finding this stuff. I wish Doge was still up and running. We're still finding this stuff. $1 billion spent over the last 3 months in less than half a dozen states. So that means across the country, there's billions and billions and billions still going out the door to the illegals. Wait, Trump paid for the illegals' health care? Yeah, he didn't mean to. Democrats have the fraud baked into the system. It turns out they'd set the fraud controls to zero to allow the, and you could do that bureaucratically, to allow these illegals in. Folks, that's why they screamed bloody murder and were burning down, Tesla dealerships to stop Doge. Because they knew if we found the illegals or we found their free health care, we'd take it away. And then they'll go away and they won't stay around and vote Democrat. It's incredible. So Mehmet Oz goes on Fox News and says, hey, we found the money. We're shutting it off. Why? Because in the big, beautiful bill, we gave ourselves the ability to close the loopholes that let Democrats lie. Let Democrats provide. And folks, these illegals, they were getting Cadillac plans. Completely paid for dental benefits, totally free, no copays, none of that. They were on a division plan, completely free. Just got here, you're working like a dog to pay for it all. Here's Mehmet Oz on Fox News saying, we are shut down. We're shut down over life. We're shut down to keep these illegals on these free health care, this free Medicaid, but the party's about to end.
See, this raises a bigger issue. Why are we shut down? Based on false information, mm-hmm. There is money being given to illegal immigrants on Medicaid. Again, Medicaid is designed for our most vulnerable. It's designed for our kids, for our elderly, folks who are struggling with significant health issues. They need those funds. You can't just dole that out to able-bodied illegal immigrants in states because they think it's the right thing to do. Please. If they want to pay for it, they should pay for it.
Please send this memo, this study, to Chuck Schumer so that he sees what he's been saying. That they're not going to benefit. Illegals are not going to benefit. That's not the case. We have the proof.
Yeah. Coming up on the show, boy, do I have an action-packed show today. I could not wait to get in here to do this show. I've got so much stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else. Donald Trump bends the Portland police to his will. We've been covering Portland since before it was cool. Forcing the Portland PD to switch sides from protecting Antifa when they try to blind assault, in some cases, do things that could ultimately kill ICE agents and then hide behind the Portland police. Trump forcing them to switch sides. Plus, folks, you knew this would happen eventually. Democrat Party embraces Nazism and discovers it's maybe not so bad after all. I wish I was making this up, folks. This is going to blow your mind. All of that coming up. Stay tuned.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zohran Mamkhami just caught in a major scandal over the weekend. You know, he had that big debate. He's running for mayor. He's a communist. Hate monger. And a Muslim. Practicing Muslim, he claims. Watch what happened this weekend. Who knows if anything he says is true. So he has a big debate with Sliwa and Cuomo last week and claims that they are Islamophobic. They were questioning his loyalty to all New Yorkers. That's Islamophobic. Of course, he loves Jews and everything's great. So he goes to this mosque, this Islamic center, and has a bunch of Muslims standing around him. And he's accusing Sliwa and Cuomo of Islamophobia. Says he's no longer, he is a victim, as you understand. Somehow he's a victim, but also leading the Democrat primary. Go ahead, square that. I don't get it, but you know, that's part of their victim culture. Whoever's the biggest victim wins. Anyway, he says, no more. I will not change who I am, how I eat, or my faith that I'm proud to call my own. There is one thing I will change. I will no longer look for myself in the shadows. I will find myself in the light. Well, what is he talking about? Well, his aunt, he says, stopped riding the subway in her hijab because she was, you know, so afraid of something after 9/11. Now, you can tell Zohran Mamkami does not remember what it was like after 9/11. He was very young then. Doesn't know what it was. None of this was going on, okay? There were no Muslims afraid to ride anything anywhere. It simply didn't happen. But he's pretending that it did. So he's standing there. He breaks into tears. You can't see the tears because this is radio, but you can kind of hear the sniffling. He's pretend crying here.
I want to use this moment to speak to the Muslims of New York City. I want to speak to the memory of my aunt, who stopped taking the subway after September 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab.
Yeah. See, the thing is, if you tell a lie like that about your dead aunt, I guess you figure she's dead. She's not going to contradict you. There's this thing called the internet, and there are these people in basements all over the country, and they will check out everything you say. Well, it turns out his aunt did not ride the subway after 9/11. Not because she was afraid to be seen in her hijab because someone might hurt her, but because she never lived in New York after 9/11. She only lived in Tanzania, where she did not wear a hijab. Like, ever. We know that because there's a lot of pictures of her on the internet, very helpfully. Wait. She was never in New York after 9/11? No. But she wore a hijab, right? No. So after 9/11, she did not wear a hijab because she wasn't a hijab wearer. It had nothing to do with the supposed racism of white people and Islamophobia or whatever. As Scott Jennings pointed out on CNN, he gives an entire speech about 9/11 and the victimhood of Muslims in New York after 9/11. He can't find any actual examples, so he's to lie and make one up, but never once gives a nod to the actual dead victims of 9/11. Never says, you know, that was a terrible day. The other things you should say, that was a terrible day. Many innocent people died. Nope, none of that. 20 minutes, not a thing. All about his poor dead aunt, who, by the way, died of old age, who did not ride the subway after 9/11. Again, she did not ride the subway because she was not here. She was in Tanzania. He said, you know, she's very faithful. She wouldn't take off her hijab, so she just couldn't ride the subway because of the, you know, Islamophobia. Liar. What a creepy liar. What a weirdo. Why would you make this up? You're ahead in the polls, folks. This is another one of them. This is another one of them. We studied this fascinating phenomenon with some of these. And Joe Biden is one. People in the Democrat Party, they are compulsive liars. They can't help it. Remember, compulsive lies are specific kinds of lies. It's not a logical lie, the kind that many people tell, like resume enhancements. Well, I was the manager. Well, you were the assistant manager. Kind of different. All right, yeah, you were a manager, but... yeah. No reason to make this up. No reason. He's not down in the polls. He's winning. Why would you lie like this? By the way, flanked with people actually wearing hijabs who actually live and work in New York. Anyway, that's ricocheting all over the internet this morning. He's actually out there crying. Unbelievable. All right. Speaking of crying, it appears Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has Googled the Soleimani turnstile video. You know the one. Where he makes the mistake of going to the airport, leaving his home. Makes the mistake of walking over to get his luggage off the turnstile and boom! Dead. Yeah. Hit by a missile from outer space. Could happen anytime, any place, anywhere, especially if you kill Americans. Remember, Soleimani had killed hundreds of Americans, maimed hundreds more with his roadside bombs, and Trump was determined to kill him. And he did. Yeah, it looks like Maduro, who helps to run fentanyl for the Chinese. And folks, we got it on satellite now. This is what the left-wing media won't tell you. We've got the fentanyl-making components, the xylazine-making components, the deadly components, literally getting on ships in Shanghai, sailing in, and then we've got Colombians, we've got Venezuelans, we'll turn them around and ship them in through Mexico. They'll lace the cocaine with it, ship them in through Mexico, or they just ship the component parts for the Chinese. Folks, this is this ultimate, we're getting ready to go to war in Venezuela. Add Colombia to the list, why not? Might as well. We're getting ready to go to war. Left's pretending not to know why. Why? Because ultimately at the end of this, when you rewind the satellite tape back far enough, it goes to China. China is using Venezuela to kill us. Anyway, Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro clearly has seen the Soleimani video and probably will not be going to airport anytime soon, much less standing by the turnstile or coming out in the sunlight. He's taken to begging Trump to not make war and not kill him in English. Take a listen to how that sounded over the weekend.
Not war, not war, not war. Just peace, just peace, just peace. Forever, forever, forever. Peace forever. No crazy war. No a la guerra loca. No crazy. No crazy war. No crazy war. Please, please, please. Yes, peace. Peace forever. Peace forever. Victory forever defeats. Victory forever defeats.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy, by the way. You know what's driving me nuts? The media is dry calling him the president of Venezuela. No, he is not the president of Venezuela. He got 30% of the vote. His opponent, who had to go into hiding so Maduro wouldn't kill him, got 70% of the vote. So I really wish the media would stop calling him the president of Venezuela, because he's not. The actual president of Venezuela was never allowed to take office. So when I last sat in this chair before I took off for the weekend, by the way, what a hiking weekend this was. Probably the best hiking weather I think I've ever seen. It was absolute perfection. Normally, the third week of October is peak leaf throughout the southeast, lower southeast, I'd say. But it's a little behind this year. It's about 2 weeks behind. So you've got, if you did not get out to hike or just walk around with your family, and it could be as simple as going to Paris Mountain. Nearby, you don't need to go far away like my daughter and I did. I got to tell you, there's about 2 weeks left of peak leaf. So if you did not make it to the mountains this past weekend and you really wish you could go, you've got about 2 weeks left, particularly if you want to hit the north of Georgia, which is like 2 hours from here. I can, from the map, it looks it's like it's at peak right now in North Carolina, but it's hard to tell up in the mountains. But I can tell you from North Georgia, if you still want to do a leaf trip, you can do it. Had an amazing, fantastic time. We hiked Mount Yona and Blood Mountain over the weekend, and my legs are really tired. And I got cramped muscles, but I did it. I kept up with my 17-year-old, so I was really proud of that. We had a wonderful weekend. So missed you guys, though. Every time I walk out of here, all hell breaks loose, and Friday was no exception. Holy cow. So when I left, when we took, I took off, I lasted Thursday, I was with you guys. We had a another horrific dash cam view of the, quite frankly, murder of three people by another illegal immigrant truck driver licensed in the state of California. And you just know as you're watching those cars get plowed into by the semi, the people in them are clearly dying. I mean, you're seeing the semi just plow through the parked cars that are stopped on the highway. He never even applies the gas. He's on drugs, allegedly. That's what he was arrested for, is DUI. He's an illegal immigrant. No speak of the English. All of that. We just found out, by the way, it's a top 10 trending story this morning in the country on the Topic Pulse app that we use. We just found out that the illegal alien who murdered those three, ironically, other immigrants in Florida last month failed the CDL, commercial driver's license test, 10 times in 2 months before the fatal Florida crash. Nobody cares in California. Nobody cares. It's this human life. Nobody cares. I mean, yeah, who cares? Americans die. No big deal. The important thing is that the illegal has a job, whether he can speak English or not. These are the values of the Democrat Party. But folks, over the weekend, it was discovered. You know how many illegal immigrants have commercial driver's licenses out of California? Then they get in the rigs and they drive off to kill you in other states. Where do you hear this, folks? This is, there's no words.
A federal audit found California had issued 62,000 CDLs, drivers who entered illegally, John, or do not have a permanent legal status as required by the feds. California sanctuary laws prohibit asking applicants their immigration status. Governor Newsom said, there's not a problem. Back to you.
Did I hear you right? Did you say 62,000?
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a federal audit.
William Lajeunesse for us. William, thank you so much. Let's bring...
Wait. I'm sorry. Did you just tell me that federal law prohibits illegal immigrants from having those? And how many, again, 62,000? 60, just so we can... 62,000. We'll pick this up on the other side. Because they're here, they're driving, and you know where they're killing a lot of people? Right here in the state of South Carolina on I-95. In fact, I got a press release about it from lawyers who sue the companies after they kill people in the semis. By the way, this also coming up, South Carolina, once again, this is every year, fatalities per capita on our roads. If you're new here, you may not realize you are driving in one of the most dangerous places to drive, not only in the entire country, but on earth, but in the civilized world. We are number three in the nation per capita fatalities. And there's a lot of it going on I-95 because it's the folks coming and going from the ports. They're picking up, they're unloading, they're offloading. But the problem is that they come up through here. They hit 85. They drive up and down the East Coast. So this is very much affecting us. I'm going to get into all that coming up.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.